Chapter 29. The Spider. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Alif, Lam, Mim. Do people think that they will be left alone because they say, "We believe and will not be tested"? And indeed, we tested those who were before them, and Allah will certainly make known the truth of those who are true, and will certainly make known the falsehood of those who are liars. Or do those who do evil deeds think that they can outstrip us and escape our punishment? Evil is that which they judge. Whoever hopes for the meeting with Allah, then Allah's term is surely coming, and He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower. And whosoever strives with might, he strives only for himself. Indeed, Allah is free of all wants from mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Those who believe in the oneness of Allah and in Muhammad the Messenger, and do not apostate because of the harm they receive from the polytheists, and do righteous good deeds, surely we shall remit from them their evil deeds, and shall reward them according to the best of that which they used to do. And we have enjoined on man to be good and dutiful to his parents. But if they strive to make you join with me in worship anything as a partner of which you have no knowledge, then do not obey them. To me is your return, and I shall tell you what you used to do. And for those who believe in the oneness of Allah and do righteous good deeds, surely we shall admit them in the entrance of the righteous in paradise. Among mankind there are some who say, "We believe in Allah." But if they are made to suffer for the sake of Allah, they consider the trial of mankind as Allah's punishment. And if victory comes from your Lord, the hypocrites will say, "Indeed, we were with you, helping you." Is Allah not best aware of what is in the hearts of mankind and jinn? Indeed, Allah knows those who believe, and indeed He knows the hypocrites. And those who disbelieve say to those who believe, "Follow our way, and we will bear your sins." Never will they bear anything of their sins. Surely they are liars. And indeed, they shall bear their own loads and other loads besides their own. And indeed, they shall be questioned on the day of resurrection about that which they used to fabricate. And indeed, we sent Noah to his people, and he stayed among them 1,000 years less 50 years, inviting them to believe in the oneness of Allah and to discard the false gods and other deities that they associated with Allah. And the deluge overtook them while they were wrongdoers, polytheists, and disbelievers. Then we saved him and those with him in the ship, and made the ship as a lesson and a warning for mankind, jinn, and all that exists. And remember Abraham when he said to his people, "Worship Allah alone and fear Him. That is better for you if you did but know. You worship besides Allah only idols, and you only invent falsehood. Indeed, those whom you worship besides Allah have no power to give you provision. So seek your provision from Allah alone, and worship Him alone, and be grateful to Him. To Him alone you will be brought back. And if you deny, then nations before you have denied their messengers. And the duty of the messenger is only to convey the message plainly. Do you not see how Allah originates creation and then repeats it? Indeed, that is easy for Allah. Say, travel in the land and see how Allah originated creation, and then Allah will bring forth the creation of the hereafter. Indeed, Allah is able to do all things. He punishes whom He wills and shows mercy to whom He wills, and to Him you will be returned. And you cannot escape in the earth or in the heaven, and besides Allah you have neither any protector, guardian, nor helper. And those who disbelieve in the proofs, signs, and revelations of Allah, and the meeting with Him, it is they who have no hope of my mercy, and it is they who will have a painful torment. So nothing was the answer of Abraham's people, except that they said, "Kill him or burn him." Then Allah saved him from the fire. Indeed, in this are signs for a people who believe. And Abraham said, "You have taken for worship idols instead of Allah, and the love between you is only in the life of this world. But on the day of resurrection you shall all disown each other and curse each other, and your abode will be the fire, and you shall have no helper." And Lot believed in Abraham's message in the oneness of Allah. Abraham said, I will emigrate for the sake of my Lord. Indeed, he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. And we bestowed on Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and ordained among his offspring, prophethood and revelation. And we granted him his reward in this world, and indeed, in the hereafter, he is among the righteous. And remember when Lot said to his people, You commit sodomy, the worst sin, which none before you has committed from amongst mankind and jinn. Indeed, you commit sodomy with men, and rob the wayfarer, and practice disbelief and polytheism, and every kind of evil, wicked deed in your meetings. But his people gave no answer, except that they said, Bring Allah's torment upon us, if you are one of the truthful. He said, My Lord, give me victory over the people who commit great crimes and sins, oppressors, tyrants, and mischief-makers. And when our messengers came to Abraham with glad tidings, they said, Indeed, we are going to destroy the people of Lot's town. Truly, its people have been wrongdoers, polytheists, and disobedient to Allah, and have also denied their messenger Lot. Abraham said, But Lot is there. They said, We know better who is there. We will indeed save him and his family, except his wife. She will be of those who remain behind and will be destroyed, along with those who will be destroyed from her folk. And when our messengers came to Lot, he was grieved because of them and felt anxious on their account. They said, Have no fear and do not grieve. Truly, we shall save you and your family, except your wife. She will be of those who remain behind. Indeed, we are about to bring down on the people of this town a great torment from the sky, because they have been rebellious against Allah's command. And indeed, we have left it as an evident lesson and warning for a folk who understand. And to the people of Midian we sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, O my people, worship Allah and fear the last day, and commit no mischief on the earth as those who commit great crimes, oppressors, tyrants, and mischief-makers. And they denied Shu'aib, so an earthquake seized them, and they lay dead, prostrate in their dwellings. And the people of Ard and Thamud, indeed, their destruction is clearly apparent to you from their ruined dwellings. Satan made their deeds fair-seeming to them, and turned them away from the right path, though they were intelligent. And we also destroyed Korah, Pharaoh, and Haman. And indeed Moses came to them with clear proofs, signs, and revelations, but they were arrogant in the land. Yet they could not outstrip us and escape our punishment. So we punished each of them for his sins, and on some we sent a violent wind with showers of stones, such as the people of Lot. And of them were some who were overtaken by an awful cry, and of them were some whom we caused the earth to swallow as Korah. And of them were some whom we drowned as the people of Noah or Pharaoh and his people. It was not Allah who wronged them, but they wronged themselves. The likeness of those who take protectors and helpers other than Allah is as the likeness of a spider who builds for itself a web for its house. But indeed, the weakest of houses is a spider's house, if they but knew. Indeed, Allah knows what things they invoke instead of him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. And these similitudes we put forward for mankind. None will understand them except those who have knowledge. Allah alone created the heavens and the earth with truth. Indeed, in this is surely a sign for those who believe. Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the Quran, and perform prayer. Indeed, prayer prevents shameful and unjust deeds. And the remembering of you by Allah in front of the angels is greater indeed than your remembering Allah in your prayers. And Allah knows what you do. And do not argue with the people of the Scripture, unless it be in a way that is better, with good words and in good manner, except with such of them as do wrong. Say to them, We believe in that which has been revealed to us and revealed to you. Our God and your God is one, Allah, and to him we have submitted as Muslims. And thus we have sent down this Quran to you, O Muhammad, and those whom we gave the Torah and the Gospel before you believe in it. as also do some of those who are present with you now. And none but the disbelievers reject our proofs, signs, and revelations. You did not, O Muhammad, read any book before this Quran, nor did you write any book whatsoever with your right hand. In that case, indeed, the followers of falsehood might have doubted. No, but clear proofs and signs are preserved in the hearts of those who have been given knowledge from the people of the Scriptures. And none but the polytheists and wrongdoers deny our proofs, signs, and revelations. And they say, "Why are not signs sent down to him from his Lord?" Say, "The signs are only with Allah, and I am only a plain warner." Is it not sufficient for them that we have sent down to you the book, this Quran, which is recited to them? Indeed, in it is a mercy and a reminder for a people who believe. Say to them, O Muhammad, Allah is sufficient for a witness between me and you. He knows what is in the heavens and on earth. And those who believe in false deities other than Allah, and disbelieve in Allah and in His oneness, it is they who are the losers. And they ask you to hasten the torment for them, and had it not been for a term appointed, the torment would certainly have come to them, and surely it would have come upon them suddenly, while they do not perceive it. They ask you to hasten the torment, and indeed, hell will surely encompass the disbelievers. On the day when the torment of the hell fire shall cover them from above them and from underneath their feet, and it will be said, "Taste what you used to do." O my slaves who believe, certainly, my earth is spacious, therefore worship me alone. Everyone shall taste the death. Then to us you shall be returned. And those who believe in the oneness of Allah and do righteous good deeds, to them we shall surely give lofty dwellings in paradise, underneath which rivers flow to live there forever. Excellent is the reward of the workers, those who are patient and put their trust only in their Lord Allah. And many a moving, living creature exists that does not carry its own provision, but Allah provides for it and for you. And He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower. If you were to ask them, "Who has created the heavens and the earth, and subjected the sun and the moon?" they would surely reply, "Allah." How then are they deviating as polytheists and disbelievers? Allah enlarges the provision for whom He wills of His slaves, and constricts it for whom He wills. Indeed, Allah is the All-Knower of everything. If you were to ask them, "Who sends down water from the sky and gives life with it to the earth after its death?" they will surely reply, "Allah." Say, "All praises and thanks be to Allah." But no, most of them have no sense. And this life of the world is only amusement and play. Indeed, the home of the hereafter, that is the life indeed, if they but knew. And when they embark on a ship, they invoke Allah, making their faith pure for Him only. But when He brings them safely to land, behold, they give a share of their worship to others, so that they may become ungrateful for that which we have given them, and that they take their enjoyment as a warning and a threat, but they will come to know. Have they not seen that we have made Mecca a secure sanctuary, and that men are being snatched away from all around them? Then, do they believe in falsehood, polytheism, idols, and all deities other than Allah, and deny the graces of Allah? And who does more wrong than he who invents a lie against Allah, or denies the truth when it comes to him? Is there not a dwelling in hell for disbelievers in the oneness of Allah and in His Messenger Muhammad? As for those who strive hard in our cause, we will surely guide them to our paths, and indeed Allah is with the good doers.